Blog Talk Radio.
All the time, I hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Just appeared in the crowd, all you seen was truth. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook trade punk ass, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-man, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Pump up. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, open my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard you was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds, same crime, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I know you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds. Hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blowed. To the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we riding for that. And that nigga that was there with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, gets his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, reason of dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right. Seen too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes, since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all out. I don't care who the fuck you is. Touch me or match you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. Me and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said, don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
Oh, I can. Oh, okay. you basically knowing my ideology, basically you knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breakfast for Children program and free health clinics. Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
As a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of the social action thing. You know, you set that up, brother. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union?
Mm-hmm. Credit union.
Credit union, my brother.
Is a
if
bank.
You're hip to, are you hip to a credit union?
It is a bank.
Yeah, you go and buy money?
Yeah. It's a bank. It's a bank. Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
Mm-hmm. What will money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that.
You want to buy?
You know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, I got... The thing is, with me, Dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, you dig, as far as we're concerned, you know, and the struggle, the way we look at struggle, is that this depends on the educational thing, you dig. Because
this depends on the education thing.
Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education. You can form this.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it. Right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on
no,
the paper.
No, form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the day of the end thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I helped you lead the revolution. Now I'm more oppression. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out and he took over and be oppressed. But he did, because of no education. And the people that have been educated, they just said that we don't hate the motherfucking white people, we hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know your educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, what Yomo Kenyatta is called not a mesorevolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it's Papa Doc. They brought on a successful revolution. That thing in the Mau-Mau's was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. But what we're saying is, that it's the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro's going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was a revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines to where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa now, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we're so important for us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You might get people caught up in an emotionless movement. You understand me? You might get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalists. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialists.
Hey, I'm back with you now.
Yeah,
so switch some things up. Headphones just seem too loud for me. But as I was saying, wait a minute, y'all, I'm hearing myself. Dang, I got some feedback. I don't know, probably gave it to y'all. Hold on. Now back to this because I'm on the phone. I'm hooked both ways, y'all. So I'm just trying to. You just got. I be having the hoodwink all type shit. Y'all see me doing that too. So just to try to keep it running for these little tricks and shit. You know, you get kind of used to trying to be, like just ahead of the ass and shit. So And that, so that's what I strive to be when I'm on these boards or bar. It is what it is, you know. It's just that, you know, the state does its thing, and it's like, but, and again, we, you know, just always be cautious and aware. And again, that too is why political education is so important, because, you know, that in having one go through it and making sure that the commitment and dedication is there with the understanding to engage with the people, you know what I'm saying, and the wantingness too. And I really feel that. So, and even themselves can have, and that the people can have an understanding and empowers them. And actually, even once a person gets actual understanding, that's empowerment in one's confidence, one ability to actually see and assess. You know, so again, it's important of what we give to people and not take for granted a person's, you know, interest in them wanting to help, you know what I'm saying? And because people have to, you know what I'm saying, a real live good intentions, you know, but for some reason, though, without people, you know, motherfuckers get a hold of one thought and they run it, but they don't. It's like, okay, I can be that nigga, but, you know, this is, it's like a makeup of shit, and that's like main of the one that's hard to also convince ones of or get ones in tune with, you know, is you know, that we are so much and so many that, again, we don't have time for individual just bullshit or two for who to prove who dick the biggest or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just, who the fuck has time for that? We don't, but we spend a lot of time with that. A lot of sectarian, you know, positions, you know, dogmatic, you know what I'm saying, attitudes and convictions. So it's like a lot of that. And so, again, which suffers us. And again, I think I'm going to do a whole different show, you know, do another show that's just specifically towards political education, basically inspired by Chairman's speech, but, well, you know, towards that was definitely, I call it speech because it's education, and it was like, you know, it's amazing how just in that conversation, you know, it wasn't in his intention of giving a speech, you know what I'm saying, but it's part of, man, shit, when it's your what, you know what I'm saying, shit automatically, it's like, okay, you know, it's straightforward, looking, so it's like, because the importance of money, and it's there, and it's not a, it's because that's the requirement of, you know what I'm saying, what happened that. So it's like, how important is that? So that should have been the first thing on the piece of paper, you know? And so I don't even understand how people don't fucking, you know, that shit, you would, how you ain't that the first thing you do? Them always tell you got to go to training for a job. What the fuck you do? You go to training for that motherfucking job. Then you do, I got to do 3 weeks training. I got to do 2 weeks training for that motherfucking job. And guess what the fuck you do? You go to that motherfucking train. You know what I'm saying? So shit, if once this is your position that you're taking or once taking, especially when you once delve into, like, into revolutionary politics, then shit, the same type of commitment of understanding you want to, you know what I'm saying? You should have a desire to and a want to serve the people just like you want a job. You should have the same to feel that just like you know that job is going to, you know, fulfill you and your resources and shit like that and feel that need for you. As well as if you are within revolutionary politics, you should feel that serving the people is going to feel that need for you and a wantingness for yourself, so, you know, and take a pride in that, so it's something you want to do, and in actuality, so that's something also to help a lot of motherfuckers figure out that everything ain't for everybody, and that it's okay to find where you're resourceful, where, you know, you can be a strength, you know, and where your strengths can be contributing to, you know what I'm saying, the liberation of our people and the service of our people. Because it ain't always revolutionary struggle. Well, it ain't already always the revolutionary politics. Because even if you can't find yourself, you know, feeling or thinking that you, or even can equate how I just did with the job training and then receiving the political education necessary, you know what I'm saying, that proper political understanding, that, you dig what I'm saying, if you don't feel that they equate, because some motherfuckers say, well, no, she did that my job, and I'm going to get paid for that. See, if that's a question you have to ask, then see, that's one of the things to let you know that revolutionary politics this year ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? And even if you don't even understand what I just said that again, it ain't for you. That's what I'm saying, y'all. So I hope I'm really kind of picking that down properly, but if you dig it, you know, because you have to have the same wanting. It's like your payment would be, you know what I'm saying, having that unconditional love for the people. So your payment is, you know, serving the people. Your payment is, you know, getting the people and winning the people over. You know what I'm saying? Your payment is having an opportunity to take the interest in the people and, you know what I'm saying, and to love on the people. You know, so if that's not your wantingness and then wanting to see your people free and wanting to contribute to the freedom of the people and taking interest, you know, in the people and in our condition and what's happening to us and what's going to happen to us. And wanting to contribute to that for the sole purpose of wanting your motherfucking people free. You know, that's when it equates, you know, because you're still getting paid, quote unquote. So, again, so want to be willing and you have that drive to receive that payment, to be willing to go through those weeks of training to get that, or go through whatever phase of training, whatever phase of political education that you need to receive to be effective, you know, because also political education, it helps you see where you're effective and how you could be effective, and it helps keep motherfuckers in their lanes, because motherfuckers like jumping out their motherfucking lanes. That be the thing. It's like, and, you know, I don't know, again, it's like the way when I say how motherfuckers have taught motherfuckers how to defend themselves. So it's like, that's what makes motherfuckers jump out their lane. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like there are some, you know, that I tell people that, you know, this ain't for you. But that is, you know, and people don't get why, and they'll say some shit, well, oh, where anybody can do, no, everybody can't, because that causes confusion. When I say confusion is for the people, and that's why, you know, and the waste of time and resources and all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So it's like we as the people have to come out of that, how they have commercialized, romanticized, but it bullshitted and got whatever the fuck they got y'all on. That shit, and you know, if one's man should be shit, and we identify those down and move around, but that we should focus on proper political organization, you know what I'm saying, amongst the people, and be serious about it. And that, you know what I'm saying, but y'all got to be too slow. We got in the state knows this. They know the time is critical. Why you think all this bullshit popping up? Why you think all this bullshit and that? Them old ass niggas with that motherfucking gun club and shit and that assault right there. And my old trust and believe you, me motherfuckers, and be like, oh, this street. No, they knew what the fuck they was doing. Them whole ass niggas behind that old truck. Because them niggas hoes and they been hoes. You know what I'm saying? And the more this shit come out, it shows more, because as the climate gets more fucked up, motherfuckers will begin to see all niggas motherfuckers show in the first place and are the same motherfucking characters who are politically in my motherfucking chore. When it comes to really what's happening, because now to get down this motherfucking hill, and we require reprieving them niggas by losing. So all that, you know, the shows they've been putting on the pretty uniforms and shit, you know, all that shit, you know, that shit ain't pretty now, because the people got another perspective, like, wait a minute, hold the fuck up. So they come, and the state, again, is packing itself. So, number one, that's why motherfuckers are so easy to offer themselves up. You know, them motherfuckers are in the first place. But you know what I'm saying? They are clear. Trust me, you and I say that's a queen's perspective, but she trust, like, again, like I said, when you clear, hell yeah, you know, so that is the attacks intensifying, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit, intensifying confusion, you know, and that's what I'm saying, that's why, and they was leading up to this shit, again, here's where that BLM take place, and they've been leading up to that shit, intensified, causing the cause of the mass confusion, meaning just shit after shit, hit after hit on different shit, and now that's why shit's screaming from everywhere. That's how they slid in that Me Too bullshit, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, just everything, so much. So now, like, even with ones moving, it's like now motherfuckers, like, want to separate themselves from BLM. You know what I'm saying? Or because, like, oh, well, no, if they on that side, if she went on that, but it was on this part, it's just the slogan. No, motherfuckers. See, and it's not just as easy just to say that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, and that's what they want us to understand. This, we do not have, our struggle is not one where a bill going to be signed and niggas going to be all right. No. You know, our struggle is not, you know, justice. And at the end of the day, receiving justice is a step, you know. And when I say that, if when we, because justice in definition for us should be, see, we couldn't even see ourselves as receiving justice until we receive freedom, our liberation. Anything outside of that, it's not justice for us, or justice for any victim of the states, you know, terrorism and brutality of Africans throughout history. Because what, you know, is like, because, let's, okay, for an example, we'll use the one set of victory in the first day conviction of Van Dyke in regards to the Laquan McDonald murder. And ones would say justice was, you know, well, his family received justice, they received justice, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, see, is like, and ones really was like, felt, I'm glad ones felt empowered, you know. Many used it as opportunists that they are, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, did that stop the next nigga from getting fucked up? So justice for us could only be defined when we, you know, our liberation. That's when we receive justice and we took it our damn self. So, you know, we have to begin to unthread a lot of shit, and that defines our struggle. So we are fighting for freedom, and I live, and it was fucked up. Is that it's so fucked up out here, and you niggas, that's why I be so just so motherfucking convinced that, you know, oh yeah, niggas just ain't just don't want shit about it. It's just a whole lot of hurrah of the air. I don't know what the fuck to call it, cause we gonna be in this shit, period, only because words are just bad, and it's in disgusting from my motherfucking point of view. You dig what I'm saying? Niggas with no heart. I don't know. I just ain't used to that shit. Pardon me. You know what I'm saying? Boy, and that's why I say I be thankful. I got to explain to y'all my little thankfulness to the universe over the past couple of days and stuff. You know? But this being one, like one of my thankfulnesses to the universe for, wow, me being able, don't speak already. I don't know that. I really don't think like you, motherfucker. No, but that I had, you know, and I see now when, and that's what I say, it's kind of hard for me to see and understand, and maybe so I get to it most about the not understanding the position of ones, and maybe why I see things as weakness and motherfuckers not having no heart. You know, because as the frame of reference I was given, you know, my life was just not that. You know what I'm saying? Frame of reference was, man, strength. Man, damn, show no fear, you know. And that literally applied to, I mean, it was like a thing to be manly, protected as things, so, you know, no particular class of anything, but you dig what I'm saying? When black men were, well, I guess, man, just different. You know, and I know, like I said, like my dad, you know, so I'm just grateful. My uncle, now, not all of them now. Mm-hmm. But again, my dad, you know, and I'll just use my dad, you know, to be that man. So, it's like, what, no, never no hope. So it's like, that's like what you, like, so what happened to it? And even seeing in his friends and my uncles and all them, it's just even then seeing from even being as a child and thing, but then I also think back to the, you know, to masculine it was, but you just, it's just a different vibe, and I think it was due to the damage and effect on our people, but it's like, I guess a breakdown in the breaking of a people in the breaking process, because, well, I guess the question I was going to ask and then answer it came in my head, kind of, sort of, basically, you know, like, the fuck? How you remove that shit from a motherfucker? How do you remove that shit from a whole segment of motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? So it's like the breaking process, you know, even if we look at that process over the past 40 years, you know, let's say 35, 40 years, the breaking process, you know, that created, you know, that took away the spirit of the people, you know, and one of the things that was used when we look at that was, you know, neo-colonial niggas, you know, and those motherfuckers. Part of that, I remember, and you know, I remember. I mean, well, the different dynamics we know, you know, that were used by the state, and in that breakdown and that breaking process, not only, you know, in the camps, but in the communities as well, you know, through chip drugs and all the shit, you know what I'm saying? Just chaos started that whole, you know, the shit they do, how they came in and ravaged us, you know, the shit y'all say is our fault. Yeah, that shit, yeah, that y'all blame yourself for. And that infusion and remembering, and I look at it and I see it, and it's applicable, and it's there, and it's like, and it helped create the other conditions, and which allows, but they, when you have these two dynamics along with others, and again, going to, like I said, I was talking with, I remember when Brother Darby Tillis, you know, and, you know, if you talk with Mr. Darby all the time, you know, and when he was living, and he, and I remember he told me, he was like, man, it came with, you know, two things they came with, man, and that was the, when they were able to push that, man, that was, the destruction came there, and he was talking about the drugs and homosexuality. You know, it's the tools to break down. But, and we actually had that discussion because we, you know, Mr. Darby used to crack me the fuck up. Cause, and he just really kind of made it in it because it fucked him up because we would, I met Mr. Darby, the campaign in the death penalty. And our conversation was because he liked to do a slide out of me and shit because, you know, hence it was others diverse or whatever, you know. But Mr. Darby really didn't like when the, you know, other men, with certain, you know, certain things. So he'll dip out, you know, and then that was our conversation. That's why it gave him the basis of why, you know, that is, because he understand that tool that was used and that, again, we don't talk about that. We don't want to, you know, openly say that was a tool, and only because it has gotten so, and again, this is what, and I want to go into that, what, you know, political correctness has done to us, that we don't even want to or feel that we can't, you know, them being repressed from openly expressing them against the motherfucking tools used against our people. You know what I'm saying? That now they've made it such a thing, you know, to where, again, you can't talk about it because it's offensive to somebody because you, they get a right to all this. Yeah, all that. All that. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to, as well, not only identify this shit as a tool used to help suppress, repress, digress, and every other digress our people, MBS, that why, you know what I'm saying, and how they were able to make it, you know, weave it into a personal thing, you know what I'm saying, an identity thing, a, like, for instance, when I say, hell yeah, homosexuality, as Mr. Darby stated, you know what I'm saying, ain't no motherfucking coincidence that the population said, boom, come the fuck on. Again, just like it was, she, I remember, it just wasn't a commonality, and people saying, oh, because people wasn't accepting it, but no, because the shit just, it was, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, not this shit today, First of all, I never seen one of those niggas walking around golf with a preference. Walk around, you know, big, oversized, bald-head-ass nigga with a beard and some motherfucking pumps and lipstick. All these unsightly motherfucking just atrocities, mocking, just, See that? You know what I'm saying? See, now, people would say, and Daphne, you shouldn't. And then the nigga with the bald head and beard and the heels don't gonna get mad at us. All you niggas who wear that shit behind closed doors gonna get mad at us. What the fuck? But, however, the thing is, that shit is not a word. Even if it was, just to tell you something, the motherfucker say, well, it was a gay community who I'm always, I ain't said that. But it was, we just know, come on, y'all see the difference in that, never so fuck what you heard. I ain't need to go through all this damn explaining, y'all see it before you, but however. And then you know it has to be a tool using something they want to push, because if it's been motherfucking repression against homosexual people, then why hadn't they been enacted these hate crime and hate laws and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? So they put into position. You know what I'm saying? So, and then hence here come me too. And again, white left shit that Buford. And so, because I'm going to do one on that, because I don't think people really understand, you know, because like I said, it's okay to know and have political understanding. And that's what's what, and to place everything as it should. And that's how you're able to deal with it. I don't even appreciate somebody calling me right now. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'll have that conversation. Anyway, but that what's pushed into our people, so that political correctness that you can't express and see, well, how did beat men stop the reproduction of our people? Kill motherfuckers off. So basically, either they're going to jail niggas, kill them off, you know what I'm saying, or they going to pussy. And when I say that, so dead niggas can't reproduce. Niggas locked up can't reproduce. And niggas who don't want pussy can't reproduce. So, but let's say it like it is. You dig what I'm saying? And so, how can that be used as a tool just like that? Because look at him, come on, the fuck that. You know, killing people off. But see, that's too light. Oh, no, that's the motherfucker, that's what it is. And then you ain't even like, you don't want to see nobody. To me, I ain't said nothing about no motherfucking what they choose to do to damage this motherfucking real. I don't know what the fuck happened to you that twisted you. Whatever, you know. Again, things have to be created. Don't even make me go there, but I go the fuck there because, again, shit, we don't talk about in our community. God damn it. So now, what motherfuckers wasn't talking about when Uncle was touching the boy. You know what I'm saying? Or women leaving them with their motherfucking niggas. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, shit, the shit, they're the realities. Shit, it happened in our community. You know what I'm saying? That, and I mean, created, and then it's passed on and passed, and even where you remember motherfuckers sending your kids off to camps with these white people and shit? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Not to mention the number of children, like, in the system, and the system is really, 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 you know, turning about it. You know what I'm saying? After then, you just turned out, yeah, man, it's just what it is. But it's like, we don't want to address issues that affect, because, and the thing is, too, that a lot of this has affected the mentality of our people. And then, so, but we'll let some bullshit of, see, it's funny to me how motherfuckers get all manly man when it comes to rejecting homosexuals. Where your manly man at? Got them to come to get down and helping your community. You know what I'm saying? So, again, we allow your perceptions and emotions to guide us, in opposed to addressing our issues when we get a chance to do that. And in regard to political education, helps us to understand why these conversations are important. I mean, why we got to talk about this shit? It ain't offensive to no motherfucking body. Only thing that's offensive is the unwillingness to openly discuss all the fucking damage done our people, because if we're going to be talking, in the meantime, well, we're trying to, because we have to, building relations, and how do we build relations if we don't want to, you know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, all that motherfucking them niggas say, and they got to, because it's not, and ones also have to understand too that the space is not for it. You know, we don't, this struggle ain't for your whatever, your personal this, that, there, and a motherfucking nothing. You want to be a bitch over there. We are in a struggle, so it's not for you to, you know, all that white people shit, pronouns, and how you want to be identified, what the fuck ever. We are people that are being oppressed. We, you are, all of us are motherfucking oppressed as African people. And every motherfucker is oppressed people. So, well, but again, we don't have the luxury of all that other intersectional shit. Whatever the fuck that word, you shit that. You know, they be throwing so much shit out here. Your wife be creating so many motherfucking terminology this month, but y'all go with it. I can't do it, so I just gotta be understanding the shit. Again, because I refuse to acknowledge or accept that bullshit and the motherfucker tell me and what terminology, you know, and this is how this is. But eat four dicks and a half. And motherfuckers wrong with that shit, but it attacks us. And motherfuckers don't even see that. And when we begin to accept the sickness and the bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, again, learning to differentiate the political shit from the personal shit. And that's the thing that has to happen. But all our shit should be political because the struggle is political. Everything is political with all that big pussy shit and all that other dumb shit or motherfuckers in your feelings. And that's what I'm saying. Even when it be a thing of most homosexual world that they're not accepting them too. No, because you come to that bullshit. Anybody got time for that shit. You know, the, you know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? So you are what the fuck you are. And so why the fuck? You know. You dig what I'm saying? Because, again, no, we are not going to allow you to make a motherfucking mockery and show. But shit, all, every African man, woman, and child is required in this struggle. But we have to get back to discipline and structure and we unthread all this bullshit that's been woven into our motherfucking struggle. Our organizations, all that shit. That's the only way we're going to see clear, get a clear understanding. But we allow all the other shit because, again, it's something vested. Motherfuckers have something vested. You know, and every, and that's what's so fucking fucked up, too. That's why, you know, I say critical times for our people, and that's why it is critical because everybody got vested. That's, again, how they, how BLM was able to entwine their motherfucking ass because now they, because y'all was out. You see, because in that time, because you were able to get some clout working with them, you was able to do this, do big movie shit. And motherfuckers be mad at me because I'm talking shit to you about the motherfuckers for the motherfucking longest. I love that shit, follow that shit, and that's how, you know, whatever. You know, so again, like I said, let us not forget, because it's a good-ass motherfucking lesson in political education, but somebody is coming to come of how, you know, just watch how easy, again, motherfuckers run to dumb shit again for dummies. So you got activism for dummies, revolution for dummies, and every whatever else for dummies. Motherfuckers who, if you, and then again, want some, you know, because something else I take notice to, I do. And I know motherfuckers probably be me because I'm always clean with a, you know, I know just sometimes I just make people mad. Just even me, like that bitch. But I see a lot, and I've noticed, mom, the state know they know how to rub you niggas' asses. I done seen motherfuckers give whole third person dissertations on their motherfucking self. I'm sure. I'm going to have to talk to them because you know I'm going to say shit when it is. So I got to use an example. Maybe it'll help them. Like Mark, your ass. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell Mark Clements. When Mark ass was speaking third person about his motherfucking stuff in a minute. And I'd be like, well, who motherfucking posted this? And it'd be him. But I didn't say Mark is just a funny ass example. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just weird. But, you know, when they were just like, in third person about yourself. Again, no, I'm intended, of course, I'm quite sure, I hope not, but in third person, though, it's like, so, again, getting to the point, though, even ourselves would avoid a lot of disappointments. Even us ourselves will be able to receive and be able to build upon proper political education when we take ourselves out of the equation. You know, when, so, again, like I said, I'm always opinionated, that's why I do shit like this. I'm going to always speak, you know, and, well, like in this aspect, however, it's not, I truly try to remain objective in it and try to, in the simplest way, if I can stick to my motherfucking topic, give an understanding of what I'm saying, or why at least, you know, and being objective about it, you know, and when taking that objective approach, it will help you take that me out of it. So, ones wouldn't worry, or you wouldn't see a lot of the grandstanding. We see a lot of that, or, you know, people, you know, how they talk about doing the work and other, you know, others not doing the work again, why political education is so important, a lot of these things would not, and yeah, and you probably say, well, I mean, well, damn, that's rough. Yeah, it is. See, because you can only truly serve, you can only truly address anything or even provide a solution for something if you are approaching it in an objective manner. Subjectively, you're going by your feelings and what you want, and you think you know because you had a thought or read a book or something. Because, yeah, that's like good ideas, as opposed to having an idea and seeing how what you can do can contribute to something else without disturbing it, not changing it or something. But so, because that's what being a part of anything is that you're knowing it and you're a part of it. So you're learning of it, you're breathing for, you're moving for it. So therefore, whatever you have to contribute to it doesn't change it, but contributes to what it already is and strengthens it. And it only is conducive for the organization, community, and as well as yourself. Because when you're able to do that, it shows and displays that, man, that political education, that's what it does for you. It makes you automatically a contribution. These motherfucking politics, y'all, will actually fix this issue. Truly, trust me. Yeah, I'm queen. Judge. She is. And man, I gotta hit it, and I feel it. That's why, man, truly, if it was not for these politics, I just don't know who would I be. That, you know, and actually, I'd probably lock the fuck up for one, fucking with some of you goofy motherfuckers. Let's start there. So. But again, it's what not for these politics and everything. And so it's like when we look for, and it's like motherfuckers willing to have every, I'm going to put out every motherfucker, even we talking about the bullshit going on in carnage in our motherfucking community. Oh, shit. Niggas don't, oh, motherfuckers hate when this mouth gets opened. It's like motherfuckers don't want to talk about that. You can't, oh, shit, talk about how do we stop the shit going on and our people bad and all that shit. Baby, bad. Everybody, oh, it's a shame, it's a motherfucking shame, it's a goddamn shame, it don't make no motherfucking sense, shit. Mobilize people, organize people, take interest, let's get bombing this motherfucking shit, free ourselves. Oh, no. So, you did. You know what I'm saying? And that's when shit just calmed down, you know? So, again, like I said, I'm always teacher's own, but I require liberation. I require freedom. Again, you know, so I'm basically not even wasting my motherfucking time on shit that does not align with that. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit about nothing, you know. And I think I'm going to have to chastise my motherfucking self, you know, for being an enabler. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, and again, my service to the people gonna come first. I'm a motherfucking revolution. I wake up every day in my motherfucking life. Serve my people. Shit. And he said, well, if they don't know what the fuck would I do? You know what I'm saying? I motherfucking told you. You know, and it's and probably people and love this shit, you know, and it's like, so yeah, I get into this shit. And that's why I don't even understand motherfuckers. Are you expecting me? I'm supposed to be. How can I do this shit, lady? Like, I don't even know. So, again, I don't know a good way, but no very nice, pretty motherfucking way of telling the motherfucker that's beating my ass, my pew's ass. I don't like that shit, bitch. And, you know, I don't see it, and I think it got to be clear. Or if it ain't clear to people, and ones maybe need to make it clear to your counterparts, whatever you go with, you know, like, how do you not see this? And how can ones even have the nerve and audacity to turn back to the same old bullshit? When it comes to reprieve for our people, we've been fighting this. This ain't no new shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, come on, fuck that. You know, man. But I'm saying, I can't take it. I can't, you know, I'm a motherfucking hamster on the goddamn wheel. But we are the people, and that's kind of what this motherfucking struggle about is happening now. At this point, with all the bullshit, you know, just the whole because it is so many dynamics to our oppression. So much shit. So much shit. Oh, so much. That is like, really, how do you just talk about it? So, you know, again, trying to just be objective and just the fact that we're oppressed and our people are terrorized and brutalized, and we have to struggle very hard to give a fuck about the people, and struggle very hard to get the people to give a fuck about themselves, and struggle very hard to serve the people and try to, you know, address the people's pains. But with this one political line, one political presence, which is our freedom and our liberation, so we no longer have to do this. So we no longer have to do this. So we no longer have, but aha, yes, yeah, no longer have to do something. Me, motherfuckers no longer get the money to they get to fix it, huh? So if you fix something, then you don't need fixing no more. You know what I'm saying? Shit, the repairman come fix the motherfucking wash out there, bro. They didn't push the button and charge for every day. He fixed that motherfucking going about his business. But he just gonna get the money for when he fixed it. So I guess that's the problem too, and that is something else you wanna question. I guess me myself, if you get it, you know what I'm saying? If you're getting someone to say, right, and you will stop the violence organization. I'm going to use that because that's the hot commodity these days, you know. That's the biggest belly filler going on. This is, you know, what the fuck you do. So, by some planned ass Mary Mother Joseph's motherfucking miracle, that, and y'all know this is so motherfucking hypothetical, that got it under control, I think. Okay? It's not extreme. Motherfucking ain't no violence. Get that. Stop the violence. The violence has been stopped. So now that the violence has stopped, there's don't need no stop the violence groups no more, huh? That's a lot of money. Now, we're going to do some research on how much money goes to, quote unquote, stop the violence. You know, how much grant money, this money, organization money, means about the country. So, be like, well, we can have confidence in our people and have confidence in motherfuckers that everybody is stand up and it ain't about the money, you know what I'm saying? And man, it's just, yeah, we can, again, that's just about as hypothetical as the motherfucking scenario I was presenting. You know, so, again, bullshit ain't about nothing. We can create what contradictions we want this shit to be. Yeah, we see them. But, shit, we got other contradictions. And the inability to, or lack of, or refusing to, for whatever motherfucking reason, that those motherfucking things aren't addressed. Those other contradictions. Or to ask questions. As such, you know what I'm saying? What's your career goals afterwards? Because, oh, I can get very motherfucking. I just vibe to point shit out because even people don't even know when they get caught up in the state shit, but the state is so well orchestrated. And then I have to point out, and then again, it's fucked up because sometimes I point out shit, and then people are involved in that segment, then they get beside themselves in the post to stay in the political. But hey, ain't my fault. Because again, I fight. Freedom. Fuck friends, stop fighting for freedom. So, with that being said, if we look at the makeup, come on, stop the violence groups here in Chicago. Come on. Okay, I won't get too specific, but I'm going to give you a little idea. I don't know what I'm talking about. But shit, look at it. Hell, you may be that one. It's like usually made up of who, from what genres, segments, done time, y'all, like what it is. So, let me tell you, put a person in a position. I'm going to use me as an example. Okay. So say, yeah, I am, and because of an environment given to me, okay, I do some things, fall prey, victim to it, you know, and I go away, I come back. At a point, you know what I'm saying, you motherfuckers gotta eat. The world, I mean, the economy and stuff is getting worse and worse. Motherfuckers got to go through shit. She got to have them. I got to eat. But what about maybe when they do it 20 years ago or so, in Portland, whenever they took all like the trade programs, education programs, and things up out of institutions. Because they got it up. Well, they didn't restructure, but it was a different thing. How you know, motherfuckers go to what's that? Dawson's and all them off. It was like a different thing. And then even in the camps, when we were able to learn skills, get skills, whatever. Okay, all they taking, and they took that. What they took that in about the '90s, huh? Anywho, a lot of these things disappeared. Okay, so a lot of ones weren't getting skill set. A lot of shit not happening, right? Then, but what ones were being a lot of counsel, whatever, so of getting things of just doing right, and that's a good thing. But ones being instilled with shit too. Okay, I can't be doing dumb shit no more. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, man, so it's actually so more so psychological too, that our psyche puts us in a, you know, so now you have this already structured thing of what it means to get out and turn your life around set before us. And, people with good heart want to, you know, strive, and especially if you come out from some shit and you see the destruction and opportunities and things like that that will lead ones to have to go down what you went down and go through what you went through. And, you know, when if one is given an opportunity to stop a person from doing that and to, like many ones do, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And it's a true thing to do so, but of course we know ones of course got to eat or whatever. And I guess the thing kind of sort of, damn, I'm hearing myself again. Y'all don't hear no double feedback, but I guess ain't nobody about to tell me if I am, so I guess all's well. That you ones will kind of, I'm trying to say this, you know, y'all do hear me trying to be nice, right? I mean, I'm not, because I'm talking more about going to get an understanding. So I have also been trying to seek ways to maybe deliver things that will not put wounds in their emotions, because I do find it, again, that the damage is real. But say, so now it's there. So this is a place where a person can be, you know what I'm saying, contributing. You know what I'm saying? It just becomes a problem when it's, I guess, institutionalized, the structure, the curriculum and shit like that, okay, which is usually the same. It's the same old, like, constructed thing and requires the same roles. Oh, and you know, one being very conscious of one's place in these roles or opportunities given. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, if one's placed in, you know, when I go to the point of what I was making, like, okay, if you stop the violence, then that means there's no need to stop the violence. So, but and if you have an individual say, so, that I wasn't able to get no skills, ooh, this and then ooh, that, so now this, but this is providing, and at the end of the day, I still ain't got no motherfucking skills. So if I didn't eat off this, I couldn't. It's like, now do you understand how, okay, how trickery can be done, you know? And even ones unintentionally, and they themselves not intending to fall prey. You dig what I'm saying? But the state knows how to maneuver shit and put a person in position. And so that's why we see the demographics of those groups as they are, or type of, you dig what I'm saying? So it's the same as if you got, like how all the Koreans got the beauty supplies, and the Indians got the Subways, you know, the Arabs got the corner store shit, you know? The majority of black, you know, I use the state terms, but black ex-felons have these organizations. Coincidence or no? But see, we can't talk about that, though. Right. All right. So, like I said, sometimes, there's some clever motherfuckers. I would say, yeah, no, that enemy, you got to be just clever, these motherfuckers. Like I said, I guess I never just stopped looking at shit and trying, because, again, you have to, is serving the people and as well as continuously, even when you wouldn't even have the audacity to open your mouth to the people. Do it with, you know what I'm saying, do even that's engaging, because I think more of my content is just like observation. And see, I observe shit. I don't observe shit, because I watch everything. I'm in. Don't trust shit. Even when I'm around, shit, I'm around, no trust me, I'm looking when I ain't looking. I see everything, I be looking. You know, man, that it's because a man in instilled paranoia of these motherfuckers. You know, the more I know, and it, you continue to keep knowing, I don't give a fuck how, because it's like, yeah, I don't even know at what point when I think, like, what wouldn't these motherfuckers do? Man. And they do it again. Like, well, that's how I know, man, like I say, so we have to put ourselves in a position to remove all the, because they keep us on lackey shit. But they structured our struggle, so our per se struggle, perceived struggle, you know, faux struggle, pseudo whatever the fuck, pseudo work, whatever. So y'all see what I'm saying? How? But they take for granted the people's pain and take it, and they know how to do it in such a way. You know what I'm saying? They know how to use the people in such a way that even addressing, and again, see, for me to even address such something as such, even though once you actually look at it, ain't no goddamn coincidence. This is why I ask you out there. It's not a coincidence. And, you know, but you can go, okay, that is something. And look at the dynamics behind that. It would look more like, you know, motherfuckers would rather say, you know, that I'm on some bullshit, you know, by saying it, you know, simple, again. So the ways that we stay repressed and oppressed, but again, I just know motherfucking fuck, because it is what it is. We talking, you know, politics here. We talking a motherfucking attack on our motherfucking people. We're talking about the tools and things used to keep our people oppressed, to keep our people stagnated and all types of shit. So everything in contradiction is exposed. And like I said, you know, if ones take the time, you have to stop being all subjective about shit and look at the objective, you know what I'm saying, look at shit objectively, you know what I'm saying, and how we all fall prey to that shit. You know what I'm saying? We fall prey, especially when you're not clear, but when we begin to, you know, so then you have an opportunity on how you're going to be used, or you dig what I'm saying, or what the purpose in. Yeah, I know what the fuck I'm saying. So that's all I'm saying. Look, I'm going to take a minute and take a right now. And I am, and I do promise. I do. I'm going to try. But you definitely... No, I doubt it, because y'all know every time I play something, it's going to either be popular, political, so man, no chairman, so. But I'm going to switch it up, but I'm going to, I ain't going to play the opening again, you know, y'all. But it's always a pop thing, but I do got to take a moment real quick, so I'm just going to leave y'all with something, Now that I would be my version, because I am going to do a remix that I told you, was the Thug Mansion, but some Cub Mansion. Yeah. All right, give me 1 minute, y'all, like that. But listen to it.
Shit, tired of getting shot at. Chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. Spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you.
picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace. And even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going past. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Magic.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Will I survive all the fights in the darkness? Trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is. They're departed. I've said that two tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots. Nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners. They'd rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest dead. Is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly places slinging drugs. It's Thug's Magic.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every ghetto needs a thug.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Natasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us when Miles Davis cutting loose with the band. Just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear the mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Magic.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Tennessee, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love,
street passion. Every ghetto needs a thug mansion. Every ghetto needs a thug mansion. Man. And you see the things of that, you know, the song, the elements of it, you know, when you think about it, when it's like a place where we can go in peace, you know, it's like so much damage, so many dynamics, like, you know, every place needs a place where, you know, all the restraints of society ain't there, you know what I'm saying, where you got the love of the people, where, you know, that type of thing, where you didn't peel off all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the weight put on motherfuckers, even when we look and talk about the carnage and shit in our in the community, you know what I'm saying? That, it again, another thing I question, you know, what about the pain? You know, it's like, oh, something got to be done, and they killing and this. And it's so funny because I don't even see now how you when people don't really want to face our damage, because anybody who steals, well, it starts with the parent, you know, and that's what gets me. But, okay, if we want to address the very few dynamics where parents are involved, that shit, that leads to my youth thing. So in there, when you talk about that, but we refuse to see, I don't know, discuss. Again, like I said, it's like how we manage to remove the participation of others in our demise and destruction of our communities, you know, and how we can manage to however do it, put it on whatever desired segment of ourselves, you know. Oh, them niggas. Oh, the parents. You know what, you did what I'm saying? So that our problem, you know, started somewhere amongst them. So the problem is, oh, it starts at home. Now, niggas who fail the question, that's how you know when you just, I don't know, again, whatever for dummies. What home? So I guess before you do that, you have to, we're going to regard the fact of the kids that have been snatched from homes, you know what I'm saying, the many ways that they found to put children in the system who eventually run away from the system, who raised themselves in the street without love, without any type of compassion shown them, without, while having to survive or being abused within these facilities and shit that they run away from and all the trauma shit they're doing through to create the heartless, soulless ones who gives not a fuck about a community that disregarded them. And my thing is this, that when ones get older, and many have gone, you have ones who say, yeah, oh, I went through the system or whatever. Okay, I bet you can sit more, you said those on one side and those who, you know, well, it didn't turn out so well on the other side, and that side is overweight, you know what I'm saying? And it's still certain even levels of support in that. And I know it's kind of hard for y'all to fathom to even think so critically, but try. You know that it's always a good thing to create a few good scenarios. You know, to make it seem like something's working. Quick thought. Just like when you, like if you go for a service or something, you know, a product or something like that, you know how they have, you can give a review, a testimony of service, you know? So you got to have a few good testimonies, you know what I'm saying, to sell a product. You know, you got to have a few good reviews, you know, of your service. You know, you can be fucked up, but all you need is a couple of few good reviews, a couple of few good testimonies. Fuck all the other fucked up. So that's a lot within us. And that's, again, we see, because we'll see shit like the successes of Africans. And we use that in that aspect as well, in the per se, so-called successes of Africans. And then the monks could say, oh, well, they were the first black this, the first black that, you know, a testimony. So nothing else the fuck matters. You just got that testimony. Yeah, something like that. You know, so when we look at the hundreds of thousands of African children lost down to a system, the international parents whose parents were lost to the drug invasion and attack on our people, the chemical and the biological, you know, biochemical attack on the people, parents lost to the attack on the people through mass incarceration, you know, so a lot of these ones, you know, this is a scenario. And where the state intentionally created them. And yes, I'm going to go there. As some of you may know that I'm going to go there. Because Pac said, the hurt you gave little infants fucks everybody. Third life. The hurt you gave little infants fucks everybody. Now, how many years ago was that, and where are we now? So Pac been, he was assassinated 24 years ago. So Thug Life wasn't, Thug Life was about 94, 95. So we were up until 25 years ago. So 25, anywhere between 25 to 30 years ago. That what we have now, we told you then. What many have, you know, but of course I mean Pac. But you dig it. Again, the hurt you gave little infants fucked everyone. So those little infants then would be what now? Mid-20s? Early 20s? Even 20s and 30s? I didn't want to point that out. And because that hurt and that pain given, you know, and that they had to suffer, and it's a, like, get over the adults now, and they should know, you know, fuck the fact that they're still suffering, because even going through that and running away, you know, they weren't stabilized in anything or have any type of structure or family structure other than the only structure they have is the other ones on the street, just like, and this is how, and since the influx of that in the 90s and those children going, and those behind them coming up in that time, so you have, and then they influence others because they're the majority. So it's like kind of something when people resort to the, you know, we're the parents type of demonstration, like when some Leave It to Beaver type shit, like every motherfucker is sitting here going home to mommy and daddy every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Then you went through the stage here about going home to grandma every day, and now you ain't got that. And let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Because when, you know, his parents, you know, were lost out or got locked up or whatever, grandparents raising, you know, raising the kids. And we saw a lot of that. And it's even something I didn't pay attention to until, again, until I was faced with it, you know. But once you, you know, you're put there, then you have to really think about, like, wow, and then you have to factor in that dynamic, and which was a conversation with, you know, and in there, within their, you know, theme frame was, you know, they ended up having to go live with their grandmother after their mom died, and as a child. But guess what happened also as a young person? Grandma died. And I don't think we see that either, that even when, what about when the grandparent passes on, they're old, you know, and they pass on and that child still defends themselves. So now, and so that was something there because, you know, he went on to explain how they had to leave the house and, you know what I'm saying, that was pretty different, put them on the street as kids, you know, teenagers. So all these things that won't be addressed, and motherfuckers come at this shit like it's from, you know what I'm saying, that, man, just put some Gorilla Glue on it and fix it. You know, without considering all this stuff, considering the pain, and then consider, and then, you know, but you know why? It's like, most people don't want to, because if you have to do that, you have to call out the state in a much more direct way, because you have to get to, okay, what's responsible? Who's responsible? You know, and want to avoid that. Or, again, actually dwelling to them things, not holding them accountable. You know what I'm saying? Not holding them responsible will go against, you know what I'm saying, and make it seem like you, ooh, you uphold it. No. But you understand that it takes more, because just as with anything, they have the same formula that they're using in the lab to keep creating them over and over and over and over and over and over again. So it's like, if we don't identify the formula that they're using and the damage that's been done in the many ways it comes from order. So, no, it's not just, oh, it's the parents. It starts the parents. And then, leading me over to, again, about, talking about youth. The youth. What you going to do to your motherfucking kids? You know what I'm saying? Because mostly of the youth that do attend youth programs do come from home with parents. So you're not even touching on the dynamic of the segment of the ones that don't have a home, okay? And then those that do have a home to go to, young people, and again, we're talking youth, so when you get shit from the state and they put criteria on there, yeah, that's why that language is so important, because they only gonna let you hit, you know, maybe 8 up to 24 years old and shit. Even if that, the majority 18, though, because then you can't have this one in that space, whatever, whatever. So, ones will look at the youth, kids, teenagers. Now, again, scenario. So, all you can have is a program for them, right? So, you have a teenager, the youth, a kid, in this program. We're going to get them in the program, we'll help them. You know, we're going to get them straight, make them think, you know, pop as yada, 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 all the good shit, you know. And so he's going to come, he's going to get the counseling, he's going to get, you know, you know, training, conflict resolution, so on and so forth, things to deal with, good shit. Program probably be from, what, 2 to 5. 3 hours. So the other 21 hours out the motherfucking day is spent with guess who? Because when he leave you at 5 o'clock, he going to go to the crib. And his Uncle Ray Ray in that motherfucker right there, sitting there playing with that thing right there. He looks up to his Uncle Ray Ray because Ray Ray shows him love. You know, but nigga, you know, the love you want. You know, you think he cool. You know what I'm saying? The financial difficulties still exist in the household. So say if both parents are there, it's a lot of strain due to the financial shit going on. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit going on. Even if it's not your parents, just the mother trying to struggle, father trying to struggle. You know what I'm saying? That's there. So, which takes them away from a lot of attention from the kids, so on and so forth. Shortly after home, which leaves the kids a lot of idle time to do a lot of shit. And so a lot of idle time to be in the community around the same circumstances. So we're going to weigh the 21 hours versus the 3 hours. We're going to weigh the ones that they love and idolize, regardless of the situation, whether they are demoralized, whether they are not, they are their family. But the household is still in on the rest. Because the child in unrest because of the state of and conditions of the home, if the child has a home. Now, if the child doesn't have a home, that's just even more of a condition. So now, instead of looking at whatever program as an experience, learning experience, enlightenment, it then becomes a place to be, a place to get a meal. So it's not so much as the program. You dig what I'm saying? Because the focus is on just making sure I'm there. You dig? So things that we have to look at. So what service is being done for the child? What good is this doing for us as a people? What good is that despite what we can give that child in a few hours, which could be good things, what good does it do if they have to go back to the same conditions at home? So there's a healing that's not going to fuck on or understanding not getting got. Because he's still going to do it. You know, that's why you can see now, say, a shorty, you know, get out here and get knocked off or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then you have people saying, yeah, he was in my group. I was on my little league baseball team. He was on my, you know, involved in my this. And I remember when I knew him, he was a little boy, he used to come up to the center and do this. You know, do we ever stop to be in the K? Well, I don't need these motherfucking programs once they have a problem. Do we got a little tick in here or something that we can fix or whatever? So, if you did, y'all did where I'm coming from. You dig me? But if ones are going to advocate for resources, if ones are going to advocate in truth of, hey, we need resources to get our community straight, we need this money, why would ones not center on providing things for the adults, providing for the household to create a balanced and stable environment for that child to develop in? To where mom, you know what I'm saying, and the dad and or whatever leading adult is in the house can be productive, can be able to, you know what I'm saying, respectfully, you know, gain resources to take care of the household. You know, so take away those financial woes. You know what I'm saying? Which, when you take about financial woes, usually helps a lot of others. But then we're dealing with the damage to the mentality of our people. However, the less stress, if you ain't worried about paying the bill, then you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that's a less stress factor off. If y'all dig what I'm saying, the removing and addressing the issues that keep the household in conflict so that children will have a prosperous place to develop. Now, let's weigh that against bringing a kid in for a few hours, yada, 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 yo, and then him going, you know what I'm saying, him used to being, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then, and find that one, and just because you can say one out of, or two out of 10 years of doing this shit, you know what I'm saying, that development of or the achieved goal of getting them out the hood, and then you know, ran the motherfucker away. So it's like that we untangle the bullshit that they've intertwined within us, such a shit like that. We got to save the kids. You save the kids by providing stability for them. We save the children by doing that. So we have to address the problems that ails our communities that affect our adults, who are the ones who are responsible for raising and rearing our children. We don't give them away to the state, because even the damn programs is giving them away to the state. Because now you have this structured as curriculum, because the state, when you get the money, they tell you what you can and cannot do, how you got to do this, what programs, this, that, and another. And again, yeah, I want to mean well, but shit, the state don't. And we know ain't no motherfuckers directly coming in our neighborhood slapping us, and ain't no motherfucking white faces coming. You know what I'm saying when we say that the state is at us and attacking us. So they have to be using something. And it's the shit we see around us. But again, like I said, just to be able to address this shit, you know what I'm saying, and raise these questions, you know what I'm saying, raise these questions. But again, we are in a critical motherfucker state, and ain't nobody got time for that bullshit right now. You know what I'm saying? We have to do it. Our people are fucking dying. Our people are hurting. Man, it's horrible right now. It is so horrible. I mean, it's like, so bullshit ain't about nothing yet. So I get fucking upset. I actually, a little bit more nose now. I think I was actually motherfucking kind of good tonight. I think I'd be trying to behave myself. But, you know, and that's just, and really just, I speak on things just to make one ponder. Just think, you know, form for yourself, just think about it, or how could, and ask yourself, well, okay, yeah, that's a possibility, so how could this, because again, as I just brought it to you, it's easy to break the shit down. Makes sense, though, don't it? You can say it don't, but I know it too. But it is, and it's true, and because, I mean, how? Again, 3 hours and this and that. So when we, and that's an application towards that. You know what I'm saying? It's so many things that, again, we have to unravel that's been threaded into it. This is how this shit go. I mean, if it's in truth. Now, mind you, I'm only talking to those who are just truly in truth. And, again, this climate, and we're glad it, in regards to that, as we raise those questions, it also helps us identify those who aren't, you know? And that, can, you know, won't no longer waste our time, you know, and waste time or get time wasted on that, you know, just really don't really just want what's happening for you. You can look around in your community and see that. You can look around in your community and see those, you know. So, again, we have, are we willing to, shit, man, either you with it or you're not, and you're about the freedom and liberation of the people. You're about wanting our people, you know, to stop getting shot down in the community and all that, you know, and wanting to really stop the violence and stopping the rape, murder, and mayhem, you know, and apply it to our people continuously, every day, all day, right now, somewhere in this motherfucking world, and Africans being brutalized, terrorized, and every other lies you can possibly think of, and that's an unfortunate reality for us. And again, we also must look at it that way, like I said, in an African somewhere in this world, not in this country, in this world. And that's another thing that, I mean, well, that's a whole other motherfucking story, but just something about this world that we are all still us, and when we begin to, you know what I'm saying, identify with each other and, like, you know what I'm saying, like dumb little bitches who want to start petitions about an actor because he ain't American for playing a movie about America. You know what, man, if you don't get the fuck out, shit like that, you see how they go find the most, they even get niggas on some ignorant shit. That's what I'm saying, but we have to begin to, you know, expose those type of attacks on, you know what I'm saying, like, because that is clearly an attack, and this is a bitch, somebody doing a petition against the actor for in the movie in regards to Chairman Fred Hampton Singh, you know, and this position that this little hoe taking. Yeah, and I called it that because the bitch didn't got my last motherfucking nerve. Because I open, baby, when I identify your ass as a state, you stay, you will get treated the fuck as such. And this bitch did a clear attack on, you know what I'm saying, on the legacy. And Chairman Fred about it ended with this bullshit. You know, oh, this what you want, bitch? And you going to give me, oh, okay. But shit like that, you know. And again, hell no. Ain't no peace of way to address shit. I got my own way. I'm doing what I'm, and because, and man, no, fuck no, you know, and even, like I said, these dummies, I don't even, that can't even be no motherfucking trick no motherfucker do that. That shit just had to be. But bitch, what kind of thought could you even have had to even just make that shit go poof in your head? You know, shit like that again. All that shit though, like I said, man, I got time for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But and, you know, definitely will always call out that bullshit. And it's just a damn shame. So, again, I have no particular topic. I'm going to have to talk on them. But continuing conversations, encourage conversations, I will have others joining me. But, you know, since I'm just like back in the room, yeah, I have to just indulge you with, you know, my lovely tunes and confusions and, you know, my ups and downs and all that other shit. You know, so I ain't gonna never have no straight format. So, again, you looking for that proper shit, that, this network is not the motherfucking place. Because any show you tune into is for, definitely for the people. And, not for the pompousness of anyone, but this whole network, you know, it's definitely the people's network, and that's what it's for, in service of, and shit, and us, and allowing, you know, shit, create our own favors where we can. But let me see, I got about 10 minutes left, and I'm gonna get my ass finally wasting this, but yeah, because I'm about done, and it was just so wonderful to express with you all. I don't know what's going on with this motherfucker, or you know, just call and hang up, you know, it's number something, but I don't know, and I can't decipher when I'm talking as well. You know, throw me off because I've been, you know, trying to troubleshoot and talk all at the same time, so that's kind of difficult, but just as before, you know, you got ones who do your follow, they'll let you know if you're not being heard or something, so I'm not getting that this time, so I guess shit is right. All right, so hey, then I'm going to be back on this motherfucker next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Definitely will be joined by somebody. I'm going to see if I can get all. You all right, shit. I'm going to get dude. the fairy dude with the no fucks or cares or whatever. Yeah. That would be funny, wouldn't it? I'm a client. But no, though, for real. But I would go shit. You know, like I said, shit. Let's see why, nigga. What you think? But I was fine. I'm going to be like, bitch, you can get out my motherfucking face. Good many things. But we definitely want to, you know, continue to have these conversations. And again, I'm back to have those conversations and actually just to see what's in tune and continue on. And again, raise questions, pose questions. Let's get some critical thinking going on here. Explain shit to me, explain shit to you, whatever. But again, some just put in your motherfucking ear, some of them motherfucking political vibrations. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what? I'm very disappointed in myself. For some, y'all wouldn't understand. Y'all wouldn't understand. No. I guess if I put it in layman's terms, me, I feel like I done got softer. I'm almost going to get old. I don't know. But I'm not happy about it. You know, so I got to see the show. But nonetheless, y'all, I'm feeling about this motherfucker. Me with some peace, of course. That would include Pac. It would be almost... Like if it didn't, you know, that's what fucked me up. It's like I have to. It's like I was just not. But it won't be. I'm gonna do a little pocket on the whole wood, and I did it before. And I'm gonna do that one again to and explain the thing of the pathology. You know what I'm saying with Pac, and the politics of Pac. You know, I did that a few years ago. Do that again and put Tupac, his music, you know, and stuff in a political perspective, as long as you know what I'm saying, more than a rapper. Just that. This is just a lot of things I want to point out. Just even over the years of the dynamics of the state, I think a lot of what the state, not just like, oh, what the state doing, but how the state and the maneuvers and tactics that, you know, they seem to use the trickery, the mental trickery, you know what I'm saying, and all that bullshit. Again, it's just described with the, you know, the trickery of, ooh, save you, and all that shit, that trickery type of things, because it's so dynamic in all genres of, you know, our community, you know, so that. Some critical motherfuckers thinking, mixed in with a little motherfucking this, that, then, this. All right, though, but, y'all, it'd be so hard, like, I got, well, what, 6 minutes? So, how many motherfucking joints can I put in? And which one could, you would think I had this motherfucker shit again before. But usually, you know, like, it should be according to, like, the Bible show. But, I guess I was everywhere, so that can do. And I'm not, so I wonder, definitely a pop joint, but which one? Because I actually, yeah, I ain't gonna eat motherfucking way, you know, me personally. I don't know. Or I can go out. Well, what the fuck I came in, which was the show topic, because I good and motherfucking phone. But anyway, so I'm back on this motherfucker again next Thursday at 7 p.m. But definitely tune in next Wednesday, every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. for Free 'Em All Radio with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Lydia Rage for that five political education for show. You dig what I'm saying? So, man, straight up Real Talk Network. You know, you just gonna find the real for the real shit, all that other bullshit. And that ain't no promo. I'm just telling it like it the fuck is. I'm just saying because we got the other people right. So, hey, that P is important. But get back with me. And, you know, but I don't know. Which you already know. So, of course, I actually think I save you Daphne Dose, and I do believe with Jaren then, and more than likely, yes. See, I already know what it is, so fuck it. I'll holler at y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, never be afraid to go against the grain, shit. That's what this do. All right, peace and love, family, and enjoy. I don't forget how to put
all the time, I hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Just appeared in the crowd, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named 9-6, he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should have trade one gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, you need a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Niggas against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Niggas against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crimes, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I know you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine. On everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds. I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back,
did some shitty shit to did, so we ride for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. What's a hostage, nah? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You seen too many movies. Blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth of me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds. Open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. Just the shit I ever spoke. Against all odds,
one love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns, salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns, salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you.
Let's go.
It's all you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all odds. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. I want war.